you can bring up anything that you want. Just dial in toll free to 1-855-453. That's the number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-855-450-3733. Here with you this evening, it's Ian,
Derek J,
and Mark.
And we invite you on over to the website at freetalklive.com, and we'll give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. You actually can control the content of the website by submitting different things to it and voting on the things that have been submitted to the site. So you find something online that you think's interesting, useful, funny, whatever you think our listeners would enjoy, you submit it as show prep, and then others will then vote, and you can vote on things as well. But you vote on what you like and vote down the stuff you dislike, and the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the website over at freetalklive.com. I got Keen on the brain. I just got back from the Occupy Keen General Assembly meeting.
Did you guys solve some problems?
Well, there was some good discussion, I think. We talked about immigration, and we talked about, voluntarism and the free market, and there was some back and forth, and, you know, certain people have their positions, and others have theirs, and there was some, I would say, friendly but spirited discussion that went on.
So, but not talking about actions that Occupy Keen is going to take, just sort of background positions that people hold.
We'd covered it all. I mean, there was the thought of, I guess, camping out at some point. That's still kind of off into the future.
Woohoo!
So there's that as a potential action, and there's also the actions of going and doing the mic checking, as was done to Ron Paul and Barack Obama last week, to every other candidate that's coming. So that was one of the topics, was what other candidates are coming here that could be mic checked. Unfortunately, nobody knew who the next candidate was that was coming to the area. So as soon as that's found out, it's likely that that person will be mic checked. Because that made national news. The Ron Paul thing made national news. I'm not sure about the Barack Obama mic checking. But it ended up being good publicity for, in the case of Ron Paul, it ended up being good publicity for both the Occupy movement and Ron Paul, I think. So those are some of the actions that were being discussed.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy that they're talking about some actions and not just, you know, where they're coming from and their anger towards the system.
Exactly right. So speaking of that system that is well-deserving of anger, there's news out of New York City. In fact, Derek, you've got some New York related news that I think will tie into this, but the Associated Press has been reporting that apparently New York City is cracking down on roll your own cigarette shops. There's no place in the U.S. more expensive to smoke than New York City, where the taxes alone will set you back $5.85 per pack.
$5 to the state every time you buy a pack of cigarettes?
Right.
You're joking.
Nearly six, and that's just the state taxes. So then add in, you know, federal tax on top of that, and then the actual cost of the cigarettes.
Yeah, there is a federal
crazy
tax on cigarettes.
And the and then on top of that, whatever profit the person trying to sell them is attempting to make. You're really looking at over $8, $9, $10 a pack. Regularly in the city of New York.
It's nuts.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the most expensive pack of cigarettes you can buy in the country.
Probably in the world.
You'd think everybody would buy them online.
Well, I don't know how legal that is in a place like New York, Mark.
I don't think I care.
Look at what we'll give you an example of what they're doing here, the people that are trying to get around it. Addicts who visit Island Smokes, a roll-your-own cigarette shop in Chinatown, can walk out with an entire 10-pack carton for under $40, thanks to a yawning tax loophole that officials in several states are now trying to close.
Mm.
The store is one of a growing number around the country that have come under fire over their use of high-speed cigarette-rolling machines that function as miniature factories and can package loose tobacco and rolling papers into neatly formed cigarettes, sometimes in just a few minutes. So the secret to Island's low prices is simple. Even though patrons leave carrying cartons that look very much like the Marlboros or Newports, the store charges taxes at the rate set for loose tobacco, which is just a fraction of what is charged for a commercially made pack.
Right. That's how a lot of places are doing it. They'll even misname what the product is and call it, you know, pipe tobacco when it's really not, just to avoid the taxes. And I know there are, like, mainstream companies that will call something pipe tobacco that's really
when it's
not
intended for roll your own.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
No, that was there was a recent cigarette. I think it was in the FDA took over regulation of cigarettes that some of those rules changed and they had to relabel all their packages. Mm-hmm. That was when they also banned flavored rolling tobacco.
Right,
as well.
Right.
But now they can still have flavored pipe tobacco, right?
Yes.
And, so that's why they've relabeled
for
it.
The kids.
Yeah.
Bubblegum flavored roll your own cigarettes.
So again, they're rolling these, you know, these very innovative folks have essentially set up their own cigarette rolling machines in a major way, and they're selling packs of cigarettes to folks. Customers select a blend of tobacco leaves intended to mirror the flavor of their regular brand. They then feed the tobacco and some paper tubes into the machine and return to the counter with a finished product to ring up the purchase. So, very interesting. They're actually having the customer operate the rolling machine.
Yeah, as I understand, this is intended to be a loophole.
Right. The savings come at every level. Many stores sell customers loose pipe tobacco, which is taxed by the federal government at $2.80 per pound, compared with $25 per pound for tobacco made for cigarettes.
There you go.
The shops don't pay the cigarette manufacturer trust fund, intended to reimburse government health programs for the cost of treating smoking-related illnesses. And the packs produced by Roll Your Own shops are generally also being sold without local tax stamps, which in New York include a $1.50 city tax and a $4.35 state tax. New York City's legal department filed a lawsuit against Island Smokes on November 14th, arguing that the company's Manhattan store and another on Staten Island are engaging in blatant tax evasion.
Yeah, how dare they? I mean, they're not giving the money to the government to redistribute as they see fit. What do you think with the money that people would save, they can afford their own doctor finally?
You know, and the way this goes, the government doesn't cost the government any money to bring suit against people because
no.
They're not paying for it. They're using your money to bring suit. So they
So even if the suit is baseless from their own laws, it'll still waste these people's time.
Is it going to cost $100,000 to defend in this suit? I mean, I don't know about what it's like for you guys when you open a business, but if $100,000 would probably put me out of business if I opened a business. So essentially what they're doing is just running a business out of business.
Here, here. Well, it's great that the customers do the rolling, too. I think that's fantastic. Who's going to argue with that? The customers do all the labor themselves. I mean, it's that they could easily have one of these machines at home and be doing the same thing. So why
charge
the
business? This is a much more professional machine, though. This is, as I understand it, I mean, maybe I'm misunderstanding the article, but it seems like this machine is better than the average home machine.
I don't know. At 7-Eleven, they let you use the microwave there, and that's a better microwave than I have at home. So, I mean, the same argument applies, I'd say.
I agree. I have to agree. If they just had vending machines that rolled tobacco and papers, and they didn't actually sell those, would the government go after them then? So could they open a store right next door under another dummy corporation name and then sell the tobacco and the rolling papers there, and then you go around? You have to go outside where it's cold, but then you can walk next door and use the machine. I mean, how Byzantine does this have to be?
So what they're saying is in this lawsuit that the package of cigarettes is supposed to bear a New York tax stamp, and that they don't. But then again, if a customer is creating their own package,
how would it?
How could they really have a tax stamp on it anyway?
I don't know. What do they want to put an IRS agent or some like tobacco agent person at every one of these stores? Hey, we heard you have one of those roller machines. I want to watch all the customers make their own and make sure they're doing it safely and giving us the tax money.
They just want the money. I mean, that's all they want is money.
Yeah, but I mean, the state has to pretend that it's something other than money. So they're going to say
they?
Like,
no, I don't think they do.
I think they to save face, they at least try to pretend.
All right, well,
that
here
it's for
you
the
go.
People. Because they say, oh, well, they're not putting money into the fund for doctors and things like that.
So, right, they could spin that about the money, but they do actually have one more point that they claim is not about money. So they're saying that on one hand that they're selling these unstamped cigarettes, so therefore it's a violation of local law and the Federal Contraband Cigarette Trafficking Act, but also the suit filed in federal court in Manhattan accused the store of violating a state law, get this, requiring cigarettes to meet fire safety standards.
Oh,
so they're
my
just
God.
Trying to keep you from burning your house down, Derek.
You are not serious.
1-855-453. That's
a good
the
cigarette
number.
Doesn't burn.
1-855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. More about the cigarette madness out of New York City coming up. Free Talk Live.
It's the Cosby Radio Minute, with thoughts and observations from America's favorite comedian, actor, and author, Bill Cosby.
My wife and I sat in class to learn how to have natural child birth. And the first thing they teach you is that you have to breathe properly. See, so when you press down on the muscles, the breathing. That's my wife's job. So she's there. And she was good. My job is to bend my wife in half and say, push. So my wife is there. And I'm there, push. And I'm the cheerleader. Push him out. Shove him out. Way out. Push him out. Shove him out. Way out.
For the latest info on how to connect with Bill Cosby, please visit BillCosby.com. Bill Cosby, America's most beloved funny man, is back with his first humor book since the best-selling Cosbyology. In I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, his hilarious new collection of observations, Bill Cosby brings us more of his wonderful and wacky insights into the human condition that are sure to become classics. I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, the newest book from the legendary Bill Cosby, is available wherever books are sold.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's fff@fff.org.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com
and iTunes.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial into the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI, 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free 1-855-450-3733. Your thoughts certainly welcome on the cigarette bans around the country, the crazy crackdown going on in New York City. In fact, Derek's going to tell us a story that really shows this cigarette crackdown coming, like, to a new level of madness. We'll get to that here in a moment. But first, Ruger.
Ruger has some exciting new offerings for this model year. Among them, the LC9. It's a new, slightly larger cousin to the very popular LCP. It's compact, has numerous safety features, a three-dot sight system, and Ruger always has and always will mean rugged. The Ruger LC9, the next handgun you must own. Made in America, made for you. Ruger.com. You can see it at Ruger.com, and you can purchase it at your local gun dealer. Again, it's Ruger.com.
So, there's a new thing going on in New York City, and as cigarette prices continue to raise because of increased taxes in other places, we may see this idea go elsewhere, because it's a great idea.
People rolling their own cigarettes?
Not just people rolling their own, but actually stores that are designed around encouraging people to roll their own cigarettes. So
that is a new one. I definitely haven't heard that.
Island Smokes is the store that is being sued. They've got a couple of different shops. I guess there's one in Chinatown. And the city of New York has gone after Island Smokes, filing suit on November 14th, arguing that they are blatantly evading taxes. The suit argues that every pack of cigarettes must have a New York tax stamp. But the way it's working at Island Smokes is you go in, you choose the types of tobacco that you want for your cigarettes. So they have different blends, for instance, that maybe mimic like a Marlboro Red,
right,
or something like
different
that.
Flavors.
Yeah, so you choose the flavoring that you want, choose the tobacco that you want, then you get the, you know, whatever the paper is that you roll it up into, and they give you the machine, access to a special rolling machine that you put all the parts into, and the machine rolls up your cigarettes, put them in a pack, and then you pay next to nothing in comparison to what New York City normally charges for a pack of cigarettes. For instance, these guys are, actually, I don't know if it says in here what they're charging for a pack.
For some people, this could be the only way that they get flavored cigarettes anymore, because if you were a flavored cigarette smoker before, now they're banned, and you can get the flavored tobacco loose, and you could roll your own this way.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for some people, this is the only way they can have the old cigarettes that they used to have.
And it's the only way you're going to be able to get a pack of cigarettes for under $8 or $9 a pack in New York, where the city and the state have a $5.85 worth of taxes on each pack of cigarettes. In this case here, it says you can walk out with an entire 10-pack carton for under $40, so less than $4 per pack at this Island Smokes. And so New York City is pissed. They filed lawsuits, and they're even saying the store is violating a state law requiring cigarettes to meet fire safety standards.
Fire safety standards.
This is absurd.
The complaint says, quote, "By selling illegally low-priced cigarettes, defendants not only interfere with the collection of city cigarette taxes, they also impair the city's smoking cessation programs and impair individual efforts at smoking reduction, thereby imposing higher health care costs on the city and injuring public health."
They're bad Americans.
And this is as if the government thinks that free individuals are just going to go along with whatever program they mandate. Just,
right,
you know, go along, everybody. No one step out of line. You all must pay this ridiculous tax and just pay through the nose for something that you could get in an alternative way.
Right, and people are choosing to do this.
I mean,
they're making the choice to, instead of go down to the corner store and grab a pack of Marlboros, they're going to Island Smokes. They're taking a special, you know, route to go to Island Smokes so they can get a better deal. Clearly, the customers don't give a flip about your smoking cessation programs or whatever other
fire safety control. That whole thing is, you know, about the cigarettes that are fire safe somehow, that they're not going to start a fire in your house. I remember they added those things. It's like little rings of chemicals that put your cigarette out if you're not dragging on it.
Black.
And I'm sure
this
that's
horrible.
That's what they want added here. These cigarettes aren't safe as
more chemicals
as the other ones because they don't have the extra chemical.
Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who's advocated for aggressive legal action against cigarette sellers who avoid taxes, was to announce the lawsuit at a news conference recently. A pack contains 20 cigarettes and sells for around $13 in New York City after taxes are added. God, I thought it was like 8, 9, 10. It's gone up even more than I thought it was.
No, yeah, it's about 13 right now. It's insane.
$13. That compares with a national average in 2010 of $4.80 per pack. According to the Centers for Disease Control, a pack of Island Smokes is less than $4 per pack. Everything about the business is legal precisely because the company is neither selling cigarettes nor is it manufacturing them, says the lawyer for Island Smokes. It's simply selling loose tobacco and tubes. and giving customers access to a rolling machine to make the cigarettes themselves. He says, what's the harm? They're not selling unstamped cigarettes.
Right, and when does a cigarette become a cigarette? I mean, there are all kinds of periods in between when a cigarette is rolled. Like, what if someone was rolling them and then just pinched them, but didn't lick the little adhesive that sealed them shut? You know, just kind of pinched them. I mean, is that not a cigarette? Is that okay to buy? You don't have to pay taxes on that one because you haven't sealed the cigarette.
Yeah,
there are all kinds of stages. People who have rolled their own cigarettes know that there's a variety of stages that cigarettes could be in. They can't be taxable at those stages. That's insane.
Well, one thing they're going to try to do is, of course, change the law, right? They're going to look at the various different laws out there, and they're going to attempt to adjust them to where this is going to be illegal, what this Island Smokes is doing.
You know, I just, not to say that I certainly don't think Island Smokes should have been shut down, but, and I don't buy cigarettes.
They haven't been shut down. They're being sued.
They're shut down, man. I mean, when the city of New York brings its evil eye upon you, you just can't afford to run. I mean, you know, I hope.
Maybe you're right. They're still open now, Mark. Okay. That's all I'm saying. They've got a lawyer, and they're going to court.
I hope the best for them. But I'm here on a website, and I just looked up, purchase cigarettes online, and came up with some, cigarettes here. Marlboro packet, carton of Marlboros is $20.50. $20.50. That's $2 a pack.
Online.
What?
Online. You have to buy, a minimum of two cartons in order to get them, but...
Why wouldn't you at that price?
Now, is that like an Indian reservation that's selling those?
I see Cyrillic letters, so they may have been from Russia at some point. But,
Well, wait. How can you be sure they're real Marlboros?
I don't know, but can you get generics for $20 for $2 a pack?
Hell if I know.
The answer is no. The answer isn't. You can't get them for double that.
Yeah. Right. It's got to be that they're knocking off the taxes for those. Somehow they're getting around that.
Yeah, I bet cigarettes
could be that cheap. Cigarettes could be like a dollar a pack if it weren't.
They've got
the
a telephone number here. You can call them 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern time.
Maybe you should call them, Mark.
I don't want cigarettes.
Get them as an advertiser.
They can't advertise on the radio.
Oh, really?
Radio.
But Jesus.
But speaking of the
broadcast advertising, so effective, they will not let cigarettes advertise.
No kidding. What about alcohol?
Magazines. Yep. A liquor can. Sure.
Okay. Well, the
state will choose what
drugs you can imbibe here and advertise.
So you can legally advertise a drug that can kill you. Instantly, I mean, not instantly, but in one night, alcohol on the radio, but you can't advertise cigarettes.
They'd say that's the case, yeah.
Incredible. 855, not that we really want to. I mean, we've got vapor smiths, and they're way better than cigarettes.
That's how I feel about it.
Hear, hear. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number, 1-855-450-3733. Your thoughts are welcome. Cigarette madness, come up.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's sealane.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MainMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MainMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, the main name in military supply.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Dial in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And the features there are free, including archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, don't worry about it. Just click and download and grab as many as you want. Completely free, going all the way back to late 2006, all over at freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project, they've got one of their two yearly events coming up in February. It's called the Liberty Forum, and it's February 23rd through the 26th. It is one of the largest Liberty gatherings in the world, and you can be a part of it. And you can be a part of it for a relatively affordable price. I mean, if you've ever been to a convention before, Mark and I, we go to these industry conventions for the radio business. We pay like $400 per ticket for these things. And
then hotels.
And hotel on top of that. And that $400 is basically for a two-day event. The Liberty Forum is under $200, and that includes the banquet, lunch, and dinner, that maybe more than that. I'm not sure how many of food, how many dinners it includes, but it includes all the meals that they're having at the hotel.
Wow.
And it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You get into absolutely everything that happens, the keynote speeches, all of it, for under $200 plus hotel. So it's much more affordable than any other convention I've ever been to. And it's a blast as well because you're around hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. people, and you get to experience what it's like to be here in New Hampshire with other people that think like you do.
I've got to say, also, when we go to those conventions, those radio conventions, they're not paying anything for speakers, generally. I mean, they may have one or two keynote speakers that they actually pay on fly-in and that kind of thing, but the Liberty Forum's got to fly in most of their speakers.
That's
at the
true.
Very least, even if they don't get a paycheck.
Or put them up in a hotel room as well.
And, fly them in and put them up in a hotel room. So, you know, it makes no sense.
So they can make it all work for as low a price that they're charging is incredible.
Yeah.
Of course, it probably helps that they do have some sponsors on board, like Freekeen.com is going to be a gold sponsor of the Liberty Forum this year, which I'm pretty excited about.
Yay.
So go and learn more about the Liberty Forum over at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. You can sign up with our coupon code and save 10% off the already low early bird prices. FTL2012 is the coupon code. That's what you need to save that 10%. That's FTL2012. And you'll learn about some of the speakers that they're going to be having there. It's going to be absolutely outstanding. You don't want to miss it.
It sounds so fun.
You're not going to miss it, right, Derek?
No, I will be there.
Cool.
So
you get to
exciting.
You get to meet Derek and all kinds of other wonderful Liberty activist types. Many of them, many of the voices you hear on this radio show will be there in person. Probably Pete Nademo from LibertyOnTour.com and you know, a lot of the other folks that you might have become familiar with by listening to Free Talk Live. The news is over at the Associated Press, and there's more here. It's not just going on in New York City. It's just New York City is the most, you know, the biggest place where they have the most taxes on these cigarettes, where stores like Island Smokes are allowing their customers to essentially roll their own cigarettes in the store using what I presume to be a much more advanced cigarette rolling machine than the average customer would have in their own home.
It's a vending machine, I'm imagining.
And
glass front.
So
you can watch it happening.
Because they're not rolling, because the company isn't doing the rolling of the cigarettes, they're saying, we don't have to pay the cigarette pack tax on this. We don't have to pay your tax.
Hell no.
And they're not paying.
But I really wonder about this. If are the cigarette, if machines are doing the rolling at this Island Tobacco, then and they're not rolling the cigarettes, then are the cigarette manufacturers rolling cigarettes when their machines are doing it?
Well, no. The difference is, so you're missing the difference. The difference here is the customer's doing the rolling.
They're
so the customer
controlling the machine that
the customer's bought. The point of sale is the customer purchasing the tobacco and the papers.
Okay.
Right.
And then after the sale is done, then the customer can roll their own cigarettes right there on the spot.
Then there's just free machines
to
use.
Yeah. And I mean, the whole thing about when does a cigarette become a cigarette, I mean, would the New York government get upset if people only injected them, like, half of the tube with tobacco, and then maybe filled in the rest at home or something? I mean, this could come to a really ridiculous level of
it's
those,
already ridiculous.
Like, well,
yes, it could become more ridiculous.
Yeah, even worse.
Let's go to Joshua. He's in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek, and Mark.
Hi, you guys. Good show. I roll my own cigarettes, and I could do a carton for about, I figured it out, it's about $10 per carton.
Wow.
And
what brand?
I just heard you guys talking about this story, and it really makes me sick, all the taxes. Roll your own. Mark was talking earlier about the cigarettes you can order online from, like, over in Europe, like Eastern Europe and Russia. I used to do that years ago, but a lot of those sites are kind of our con artists, I guess you could say. They might
just
might
send
be
us the money
to get a shipment or two, unless the customs will confiscate it now through the mail.
I see.
But a lot of those sites will pop up for a while, but then they go out of business. And a while back, you guys talked on your show, this is several years ago, when they increased tax on the roll-your-own tobacco, and a pound of tobacco used to be about $14, and it jumped up to about $40.
Whoa.
Wow, that's huge.
After that Obama.
Yeah, it was a big deal. It was a huge jump at one point.
Yeah. They actually put a store out of business up in Salt Lake. There was a tobacco store up there for many years. It was kind of a family-run business, and they wrote an article in the newspaper about it, and he said, you know, with this new tax, there's nothing I can do. I have to close up shop.
Cutting all the profits out.
Because they're hurting people.
Now, did you start rolling your own to avoid the taxes?
I started rolling my own about 12 or 13 years ago because I just happened to see a website about it, and it was cheaper even. I mean, I hate to say it. Back then, I thought cigarettes were expensive 12 years ago.
So you've been seeing the trends for a while.
But it's a better quality cigarette. It really is. You don't have all the additives. And
right, you just get pure tobacco and whatever flavoring. You get the tobacco and whatever flavoring you might want, and without all the chemical stuff that
you get the pipe tobacco, but I wonder about the cigarette rolling tobacco.
Somebody smoking a roll-your-own cigarette compared to a store-bought, the smell is night and day between the two.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, roll your own stink to high heaven. My experience is, I mean, I was in prison for 9 years, and they were foul. The bugler and the top that they would sell, I mean, that's the stuff they'd sweep up off the floor from the tobacco manufacturing places. At least that's what we said, the urban legend was. I've got nothing nice to say about roll your own. Now, if we're talking about pipe tobacco, I've heard folks, say that pipe tobacco isn't treated in the same way, and I find that interesting. But what do you think about the e-cigarette? Why haven't you tried that instead of rolling your own? I mean, that's a lot of work.
I've never tried one. I hear your advertisements, and it sounds like a really good alternative to stepping outside in the cold and the winter.
Man, I was just using mine last night. It was great.
You got to try it.
I stand up for everybody's right to smoke whatever the heck they want to smoke.
I prefer, to me, it's like it's not the real thing.
Well, it might not be what you're used to, but as a supplement to smoking, I mean, say you don't want to go out in the freezing cold in Utah, that's just take a drag inside for a little while.
One of these days, if I ever do decide to quit, that would be the road.
You don't have to quit.
Now, you can continue.
Did you hear the story that we had where it was 40 committed smokers who would not take a smoking cessation program were given the device, and within, 6 months later? It might have been 6 months later. 50% of them had cut their tobacco consumption in half, and 25% had just ceased altogether. So it's not like you have to want to quit. That's not a criteria for it.
But it would save him a lot of work, right? I mean, he's already saving. He's got the money-saving thing going on by rolling his own cigarettes. The e-cigarette saves money off of somebody buying packs of cigarettes. But you're going to save the work and the effort that you have to put into rolling your own. I mean, you want to use the e-cigarette, you attach the little flavor packet to it, and you're good to go. I mean, you charge it once in a while,
another thing. That's another topic. There is effort to rolling your own. It takes time.
And it's a mess. You got to clean it up sometimes. It gets that loose tobacco gets all over the place. So.
Oh, yeah. It goes everywhere on the counter. It just makes a big mess.
Joshua, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. If you want to check out the e-cigarette, I recommend it. It's great stuff.
That's right. You can get a free e-cigarette from Vaporsmiths.com. It comes with a two-pack. That's true. It's Vaporsmiths.com. Use coupon code FTL. You buy 40 cartomizers, you get free shipping and a free starter kit. Vaporsmiths.com. You'll save money. Use coupon code FTL 855 to get vapor. 855 to get vapor. Vaporsmiths.com.
More coming up. Your thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. Cigarette ban, cigarette taxes. You tell us.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WDC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's sealane.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email. Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com?
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 Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com?
Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Review 855-453. You may bring up what you want. You can comment on what we're discussing, which has been the New York City crackdown on stores that are allowing customers to roll their own cigarettes on site. They're saying that these stores are basically doing an end run around their cigarette taxes, both city and state, and they're pretty upset about it, so they're bringing lawsuit. We'll give you some more details on that in a moment. 855-450-FREE is the number here. You can also join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 per month. We'll take that money in. And somebody made a great point. I've been saying for years, reinvest it into the show. Just that doesn't really make sense, does it? How can we reinvest money we never had before?
Okay, yeah. So you're just going to invest
it. We are investing it in the show.
Yeah, I guess you're right. No one ever called me on that one before.
But yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the grammar police that listen to this show, you'd think they would have had that.
You'd think.
I mean, you can't make a historical inaccuracy on this show and not get an email about it. You know how I said that the United States hasn't declared war since 1941?
Mm.
Actually, in 1942, it declared war on like Bulgaria and some minor access.
No way.
Our listeners, you know.
Yeah. We got some smart ones.
Wrong.
So I'm glad somebody brought it to my attention. So yeah. Correct me if I hit that wrong again. We will invest your $3 into the show and get on more radio stations as a result and bring more internet listeners on board and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So if that's valuable to you and you want perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, some hand-rolled cigarettes. We don't give you any hand-rolled cigarettes, but that's what we're talking about here. You get the call-in lines, you get the amp-only forum and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. So we've been talking about this roll-your-own-cigarette thing out of New York. They're suing Island Smokes, which is allowing customers to roll their own cigarettes on the spot. They buy the tobacco that they want, the flavor that they want. They buy the tubes, as they're called, and then they stick it all in a machine and it just rolls up the cigarettes for them. So they've already purchased the product. They're rolling the cigarettes after the fact, but that's not stopping the city from bringing a lawsuit against the store.
Now, they're doing all the work. I mean, for the government to claim that it is deserving of any money for the transaction that's happening is absurd.
Well, that's what they believe. They deserve money on every transaction.
Well,
period.
Yeah, just the assumption is that they own you and that they own everyone. So
just because you're doing any transaction means that they should get a piece of it.
Right.
I mean, not like they do anything to earn the money they get. They just believe they should get a piece of every bit of money that changes hands in their political jurisdiction.
Oh my gosh! How parasitic.
That's what governments do. They are.
I'm surprised they don't charge you when you give your kid allowance or something.
Yeah.
Don't give them ideas.
If they could figure out how to do it, they would. You know.
You're right about that. You know, it is developed, by the way, this business, Island Smokes. Owners include a New York City police captain, by the way, opened in April. It's developed a clientele of people who are trying to save money and don't mind spending some time at the machines rolling their own product. It's a certain demographic that rolls their own. They don't really want to be bothered with Bloomberg reaching into their pockets, said their attorney. He likened the operation to a brew-your-own-beer store and chafed at the idea that it might cost the city substantial tax revenue. Some smoke shops use roll-your-own machines that can churn out a carton of 200 cigarettes in 8 minutes. But Barron said Island's machines are far slower. City investigators said it took them about 45 minutes to make one carton. Okay, so maybe it's not as good of a machine as I thought it was. He says, this is why I don't understand why the city has us in their sights. Legal battles over shops using roll-your-own machines are ongoing in several states, not just New York. Wisconsin's Department of Revenue early this year informed machine owners that they need manufacturing and distribution permits to operate. Enforcement of the order has been put on hold while a judge considers the matter. In West Virginia, a judge ruled in September that a tobacco shop there was violating state and federal law by failing to charge excise taxes on cigarettes made by customers in automated on-site rolling machines. Here in our very own New Hampshire, the Supreme Court ruled in July that a roll-your-own tobacco shop there was effectively a cigarette manufacturer and thereby had to pay into the national fund that reimburses Medicare for smoking-related illnesses. Boo. Bad New Hampshire. The New Hampshire Attorney General said those payments amount to $5.33 per carton. The Massachusetts Attorney General has also classified retailers who use roll-your-own machines as manufacturers. So, again, they'll just change the rules on you if you manage to find the loopholes that work.
What a freaking joke. They just want a monopoly over all of it. They just want their hands over all of this stuff. No way to get around it. Anytime anyone tries to find a way around it, they
you can get around it for a little while.
Well, yeah, for like, what, a week, a month? It's just a matter of time before they come in and they say, hey, you forgot that I own you.
Is it long enough, whatever the amount of time, when you say it's a week or a month or, you know, 6 months, however long it is, you know you're riding on borrowed time, right? Like, if you open up one of these stores with trying to take advantage of a loophole, you don't know how long it's going to last. I mean, it makes it very difficult to innovate and makes it very difficult to introduce new ideas into an old business like this.
Yeah, and it's not like there are victims here. Like, where's the bloodshed?
The state is the victim.
Oh, sure. Yeah,
because they deserve your money. You owe them.
You know, a lot of people travel through the South, and I think it's South Carolina or North Carolina, one of them where the tobacco tax is really low and you can get cigarettes a lot more cheaply, or there's Indian reservations out there where you can get cigarettes more cheaply. Different places. And, you know, it just makes me... You know, what's the government going to do about that?
Well, they don't like the fact that the Indian reservations are selling these things.
No, in fact, I have a story about it.
We'll get to that in a moment. The argument, by the way, has also been adopted by the U.S. Treasury Department's Alcohol and Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau, which issued a ruling September 30th that retailers who give customers access to roll-your-own cigarette machines are manufacturers and are subject to the same licensing rules as other cigarette manufacturers. So... the feds have basically, you know, laid down the law on this one. Nope, you can't. If you've got a cigarette rolling machine in your tobacco shop, you are now a manufacturer.
My goodness.
Those regulations, among other things, would require the shops to apply for a permit before going into business, post a bond, and keep certain inventory records. All of those rulings are being fought by manufacturers of the machines, which include companies like RYO Machine Rental of Cincinnati, which said it has 1,700 machines out at stores in 40 states.
They're putting the machine guys out of business.
Yep.
In this economy, people making, you know, tobacco rolling machines are being put out of work by the governments that demand these taxes.
Putting the manufacturers out of business. Just totally absurd. I mean, I would wonder if they slightly broke one of their machines and the customers had to fix the machine before using it, if they would be able to claim that the store is still a manufacturer. Like, say it's detached, right? Or some
like an old,
some
a broken piece of equipment.
Yeah, something's broken. The customer has to fix it real quick before using it.
That's good stuff.
This is what I was saying before, is if, you know, I mean, the next step to this is they get two storefronts. So they take their storefront, they split it in half, they use a dummy corporation on one side, mm-hmm. they put the machines on the other, and, you know, they sell you the stuff in one, you have to walk outside and go to the store next door. It's crazy. Yep.
So one more point here from this piece over the AP. The lawyer for Island Smokes echoed some claims, or excuse me, one of their attorneys, I guess, some attorney, echoed claims made by Island Smokes that the roll-your-own cigarettes produced in their stores are healthier than commercially produced packs because they don't contain some of the same chemical additives that you might get out of a pack of Marlboros or some other Philip Morris brand cigarette, for instance. Mm-hmm. And that brought a rebuke from New York City's health commissioner, Dr. Thomas Farley. He said, claiming this is healthier is a second scam. It's totally false. He said the health risks from cigarettes come from inhaling the cancer-causing agents produced by burning tobacco leaves. There is nothing safe about an all-natural tobacco leaf.
Yeah, but it's safer to have the fire safety-controlled cigarettes that have the extra added chemical that puts cigarettes out.
All those chemicals with the funny names you can't possibly pronounce, those chemicals. Yeah.
That's safer because the government has approved them.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't
know. He's just pimping for the corporations. I mean, this is a doctor.
That's how I feel, but I don't know for sure. I've never been able to really say that this is the truth, but I did go to a smoking cessation place one time. It was one of these laser treatment things, and the lady said, "Oh, you smoke cigars and you inhale them? Well, that's not nearly as bad as cigarette smoke."
Hmm.
I mean, she
Of the chemicals.
Because of the chemicals. That was her belief. Now, I don't know. I mean, it's an appeal to authority. I frankly don't know, but
it seems, I think it seems plausible. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's common sense, not just an appeal to authority. Fewer chemicals? Yes. That is what I want to be inhaling.
Yeah, do you
fewer chemicals.
Do you want to smoke a tobacco leaf that has nothing added to it, or do you want to have this tobacco leaf that has 400 chemicals added to it?
Yeah.
Or 25 chemicals. I don't know how many there are in these packs of cigarettes, but I've heard it's quite a few.
Customers are making their own choices, obviously. They prefer fewer chemicals, and the government only allows ones with a surplus of 100 chemicals at least.
I don't know. What are the numbers of the this would be an interesting statistic to find out.
300.
Is that right? In a pack of cigarette?
In a single cigarette, yeah.
One of these major manufacturers.
Yeah, including
cigarettes.
Like rat poison and stuff like this.
Good Lord.
Well, because, you know.
I think arsenic's in a lot of things.
Well, I think they do it for the tobacco leaves so that varmints and things don't try and eat them.
So the insanity isn't over. We talked about how they're coming down on the roll-your-own tobacco shops, but Derek, coming up here in hour number two, you're going to share with us how they're coming down on individual cigarette smokers.
They're coming after you.
That's right. So just don't think you're safe here just because you just happen to have some roll-your-own cigarettes or you bought something from an Indian reservation or whatever. We'll come back with more at 855-453, the toll-free number. You can take control. Hour two's next. Free Talk Live.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack a day smoker will save $120 a month and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60 and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis in an interplanetary space. Thetis Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk, and this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.